is in the building, nigga.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Mary Kay.
Live is Frontline Fridays, and it's your man Tate Black holding it down. You're now tuned in to Diva Spot ENT Radio. We're live on Blog Talk. What's going on, world? How y'all doing? First, let me just give myself a quick round of applause, man, because I feel so good to be here tonight, man. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay. She's going to be on the line soon. Yes, 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 y'all. Hope everybody's feeling good today, man. I mean, it's been a good week so far, man. I hope everybody's week has been productive as mine. Today's show, we got an hour long setup. We might send it a little longer, but we're coming to you. We're gonna lock it down. We're gonna play some dope music. And tonight, we got my man Dre Vicious calling in. He's gonna be calling into the show, so we're gonna chop it up with him. We're also gonna play some of his music on deck for the music as far as tonight goes. We got my man Advice. He's actually got a show out in Portland, so shout out to Advice. We definitely want to show some love to him and play some of his tracks. Got some joints from Arseny. Got B Bonds on the list. You know what I mean? A couple of others, you know what I mean? But just going to get into it right now. Matter of fact, let's try to see what's going on. Let me check in my playlist. Let me dive real quick. You know what I mean? Because I'm feeling kind of good. We live on the air, it's Frontline Fridays, and I want everybody to say hello.
That rock is on the music. Kind of the same, except I'm no
know you admire that. You wish you had the balls to fight your back. Say hello, hello. Wish you had the balls to fight your back. We say hello to the bad guy. They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute now. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am. They say I'm a bad guy. Say hi to the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute. Let the picture they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hey, hey,
hello, hey. Say a lot about me, let me tell you what I ain't. I ain't no ordinary nigga. Look around and say what ordinary gets you. Extraordinary figures. I'm an extraordinary nigga. Before my name became Chicka. Before I sang, I had that thing on slippers. Can't complain about what they ain't gon' give you. They ain't gon' get you shit. Might as well give up. Get out and get something, nigga. Get a job, my nigga. Forget the dumping. Only God can judge him. Only he's about things. Tell me if my means justify my ends. Pippin', I'm just gon' fly in the bin. Why are my friends the Western Union? Supplies been a system knocking. Here comes the bad guy again. Say hello, hello, hello. Here comes the bad guy again.
Say hello
to the bad guy.
Hello.
They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute now. They paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am. They say I'm a bad guy.
Hello.
Say hi to the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute.
Hello.
That's the picture they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hello. Hey,
hey, hello.
Hey.
Let me tell you what I ain't. We ain't thugs for the sake of just being thugs. Nobody do that when we grew up, niggas. The poverty line, we not above. So I'll come to master clubs. We ain't feeling the love. We ain't doing crime for the sake of doing crime. We moving down cause we ain't doing fine. One out of three of us was like we're doing time. You know what the type of shit can do to a nigga mind. My mind on my money, money on my mind. If you owe me $10, you ain't giving me nine. You only give me 48 to send the mule. So I got my Glock 40 now, cool. And if I drop, then it's speaking for me. Somebody give them the word and tell them I don't approve. Tell them I remove the curses. If you tell me our school's gonna be perfect. When Genesis don't exist, tell them that's when I stop saying your bitch.
Say hello
to the bad guy.
Hello.
They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute.
Hello.
Now the picture they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hello.
They say I'm a bad guy.
Hello.
Say hi to the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly.
Hello.
They say I'm a minute.
Hello.
Now the picture they paint. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hello. Hey, hey, hello.
The court and I'm troubled. Last week, fucked the
around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Drove to the pad and hit the shower. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to Show Dog's house, they was watching you on TV rap with the hats on the crack. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bold, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Pissed up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. Ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chunked out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it ran Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Frontline Fridays, and you're now tuned in live. It's your boy co-host Tate Black holding it down, and I think, who is that? 908-296, what's good? Where you at?
What's going on? What's going on, Tate? That's my favorite co-host in the world, Tate Black, man. Y'all make sure y'all holler at it. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, on my way out here to Port Oakland. My sister, Kima, big shout out to Kima. We on the highway and the byways, you know, making our way out here to Portland over to that pole hop. Big shout out to Advice, man. Tate, you holding it down, baby. You doing big things, man.
Appreciate that. You know, I'm trying to hold it down while in the absence of the Diva. You know what I mean? You know how I got to do it.
You already know how we do. We had to, you know, rough and tough the GPS system up. She was acting like a new nigga, but, you know, we had to hook off and, you know, let her know who's the boss around here.
Pretty much. You know, the GPS gonna always act like it don't know where it's going, but it's a GPS, so, you know what I mean?
You already know, man. It's Frontline Fridays. You're now tuning into Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting in there with the phenomenal co-host, Tate Black. He definitely doing this thing. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to have Kelly time in the building. We got Dre Vicious coming through. He's going to be dropping some jewels on us tonight about, you know, how to really keep it real with your homie. You know, keep it real with the homies, and especially the homies that's behind them bars, you know what I'm saying? So he going to call in a little later on the show. We're going to get him on the show, and he's going to be kicking it with us. We're going to hear a crazy freestyle that he got coming. He got a crazy freestyle, and he actually did this shit over his phone. So, you know you're doing it big when you can do a freestyle on the phone and make it still sound good and at any given drop. So, you know, we definitely getting it in. It's Front Mind Fridays where all the new music lives. If you want to get your music and you got, like Tay would say, you know, if you're making some major moves and you want some extra exposure or the proper exposure, you want to hit me up at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay, or you can hit our MD up, our marketing director, FutureGuru100, on Twitter, and make sure you're serious about your business and you got a budget before you hit us up.
That's what's good. That's what's good. As a matter of fact, Diva, we got a call on the line, 216-551. What's good? 216-551. What's good? Shout out your name and where you from. 216?
216-551, you now live. What's up?
Hi. Yeah, we're going to mute that off, but you're tuning in, though, you know what I mean? You'll be able to talk in a little bit, you know. But we live, it's Frontline Friday. I'm feeling pretty good, Diva. How about you, man? I know you a little hit, man. Always trying to act like, you know what I mean, a new Negro. You get in the car and you're ready to go. Like, you got to charge up. You got to get warmed up. You know what I mean? Like, why I got to do all that? What's really good with that, Mom?
I don't know what it is, you know, but, you know, we take everything with a grain of salt. You know, we take everything and we smile with it. You know, we love challenges. It's adversity to us. You know, we don't move with the crowd. We move the crowd. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? If you definitely rock with Diva Mary Kay, Tay Black, Future Guru 100, you on the winning side. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what defeat is. We just keep going.
That's right. That's right. That's what's good. That's what's good. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to roll with the punches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, make a way out of nowhere. You know, you got to grease your face up, man. And a lot of, you know, we were just talking about this a few days ago. I was chopping it up with a couple of heavy hitters, and they was talking about putting the grease on your face, going old school. I'm like, yeah, oh, before you get into a fight, you about to rock out with somebody, you put the grease on your face, oh, no chick won't be able to scratch you up. They like, exactly. And that's how you want to do your business. That's how you want to present yourself. You want to show up to go up. And when you're showing up to go up, you want to have that grease on you so all the negativeness and all the bullshit just roll right off you. They can't leave no marks on what you're doing. You leave the marks. We putting our footprints in here. You know, we walking every day. We being consistent with the show. We being consistent with what we doing, with the music, with our movement. We showing the numbers, and we providing quality service for people. I just put that on my business card. I put quality people equals quality service. And that's basically what it's all about at the end of the day. And if you got quality service and quality music, and you definitely want to put yourself out there, you know, you want to call us up right now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Holler at us, yo. We definitely getting it in. We definitely got some hot bangers in the joint. And my co-host, Tay Black, is holding it down.
Yes, yes, y'all. As a matter of fact, I think we have our host for the evening on the line. Let me see, 310-965. Let me open up the line. 10-95. Is that you on the line?
Travis?
What's the deal with it? What's up with it?
Travis driving the building. Ooh.
Better know that.
You better know that.
What's
Travis,
the deal,
welcome
though?
To the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We definitely got to give you a big round of applause for coming in and showing up to go up. Like,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yes. Jay, viciously thankful to have you here. We know you over there on the West in Cali doing your thing. And, you know, we thankful that you're going to come through because you got some jewels to drop on everybody that's listening, man. So y'all go ahead and put your kids down. Go ahead and put the little movie in.
Oh, yeah,
in, get them, man. You know, he about to drop some jewels, and you need to pay attention and get your pen and paper, too. Get your pen and paper, because you're going to need pen and paper for what this man is about to say, because we be fronting out here, yo. And big shout-out to Lush Radio Online. She was talking about, you know, the snakes in the grass today. I was tuning in to her show, Magnificent Show. And big shout-out to Future Group 100, her co-host. But, yeah, Jay Vince is about to drop some knowledge on us, so I'm going to go back, sit, and do like 80 right now on the highway. Let's go.
Yeah, man. What's the deal, though, everybody? You already know. It's your boy Dre Vicious in here. You feel me? And what I want to talk about is, you feel me? I'm doing this little project right now called Bars. And I call it Bars because I'm reaching out to my dudes straight from the pen. You feel me? Like, straight, they in the pen doing hard time right now. You feel me? But that don't take none of they... That don't take none of their talent away from them, you know. They got talent, and sometimes they just need somebody to help them out to stop them from doing what they're doing that got them in that in there in the first place, you feel me? So I'm trying to help people out while everybody just riding off the next man coattail just because they signed to the next man, and now they want to run with him and hop on the bandwagon. Ain't none of that going over here on my side, you feel me? So that's what this all about. Everybody want to say Free Weezy and all of that when he was probably at home drinking coffee with his legs up and all that. You feel me? There ain't no disrespect to none of these dudes. You feel me? But you don't know him. You feel me? You got family members and people you done grew up with that done looked out for you in jail during a hard time, and you just let them disappear. You feel me? Don't pay no attention to them. So, and these are people who are always steady talking about they real. I'm so real, I do this. But you ain't doing nothing, you feel me? I just got off the phone an hour conversation with my homie in the pen, you feel me? Right before this, you feel me? This ain't no plan. So,
Most definitely. I definitely want to comment on that situation. How you said you don't know these people. You don't know that man.
Yeah.
You don't know that woman. You know, when you bigging them up because you see them, you know, basically on the front line, you see them in TV, and it's crazy how, you know, I know a chick right now that's in love with 50 Cent, ain't never met this man. She got two kids and do not claim her baby father. She claimed 50 Cent like,
man.
50 Cent my baby father. Like, yo, the mental capacity of people. But it's so real on the streets. Like, yo, we'll put up signs and do pickets just like
you
that
feel
show.
Me?
We'll put up signs and do pickets. Oh, Free Weezy. Big shout out to Cash Money. Big shout out to Weezy because he didn't get there just by whistling Dixie. He had to do a lot of stuff to get to where he at right now. And still to this day, to hold on to it, he sacrificed a lot and lost a lot on this journey to success where he is right now.
But then, look, he then went to jail, did his time and all that and got back out. Young Turk from the Hot Boys, they've been in jail for years, and don't nobody even know, because they don't want nobody even acknowledge him. You feel me? He done been in jail for years, and you ain't heard never one talk about Free Turk. Free Turk, he was a day one Hot Boy. Don't nobody say nothing about him.
He so much day one Hot Boy.
Yet and still, Wiz Khalifa go to jail for one day for some weed, and everybody, he a trending topic on Twitter, Free Wiz Khalifa. Come on now. You feel me? Like, come on, man, come on. Be serious,
and you definitely right there. And while we bring a light to serious situation, Manny Fresh, kill his sister.
That's crazy, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you don't hear none of that. Rest in peace, this person. Like, come on now, they don't. The people who need to be acknowledged, they don't pay them no attention. Like, it's crazy.
This should be an eye-opener, and especially to all my kings and queens out there. You know, and even with the queen that's going and making that visit tomorrow in the morning up to them jails and making that visit tomorrow morning, getting on those jail buses, paying her $30. But, you know, it's $10 worth of food in the refrigerator. Hold on, boo-boo. Stop that. I mean, if he gonna love you, he gonna love you. If she gonna love you, she gonna love you. You know what I'm saying? You will pass up doing something for your kids to go visit a nigga in jail. But at the same time, you need to be educating that nigga from while you on the outside. If you want to give him something, you know, build a foundation for them out here. Because all them visits, and it's all right, we sending them money, he getting new kicks or whatever, he flipping it up in there. What is that going to do for them when they come out? See, Diva Mary Kay, I think longevity. What can we do for our people that's locked up when they get out? And necessarily remembering what they did for us, because just like Dre Vicious just said, we was caught up in the jam, they held us down. You got a couple of people out there that have lost their kids. cousin, sister, mama, dad
exactly.
came and got them kids for the diapers so the system, social service won't snatch them kids up while you in jail because you want to be a damn Superman. Boy, we need
like
to start.
Like I was telling you, Mary Kay, like, man, the homie in jail, you feel me, he doing hard time, you feel me, and he
yeah.
offered me $100 to pay my plane ticket out to leave Cali for my first time, but yet and still, the homies who right here next to me, I can't get $5 from them, you feel me, but he in jail, and he willing to give me $100, no question asked, from the pen, like, come on now. So it's only right I look out for you feel me, I wouldn't be a real dude if I wouldn't look out for him, you feel me, and only do what's right to that.
Bitches, what type of state of mind does that put you in, you know, when you see some, when you experience that? Like, these supposed to be my homies, they talking about they ride or die for me, they got my back, and for that to happen, you can't get $5 out of them. That's a po' boy sandwich, $1 worth of Lucy's,
man.
A 50-cent CNC, and now gum is like 35 cents. So what state of mind did that put you in to see the reality of the homies, the people that call themselves your home?
Like I said, it just made me see everybody, you feel me, for their true self. And you feel me, let me really know what's the right thing. You feel me? I done seen you people all day, you feel me? And I'm still an upcoming rapper, you feel me? So I'm going through the same struggle everybody else going through, you feel me? And like I said, I can't even reach out to you to do nothing, but yet and still you want to call me and ask, just because you see me doing videos, you think I'm big, you want to call me for favors, but I can't reach out for a favor for you. But the homie from the pen, like, I give you $100 and then call his pops, like, you feel me? I fly you out and everything, you feel me? And then when they did fly me out, I got a hotline. Everybody from out here who I was, you feel me, trying to ask for something from, want to be calling me. Oh, how is it out there? You doing this? Like, nigga, don't call my phone. You feel me? I was just trying to ask you for something. Now I'm out here. You want to call me. You don't never call me. You feel me? On everything, you don't never call me on no regular. Don't call me now because you see I'm making these moves. You feel me? Get out of here. The homie, you feel me? The homies did this. Like, my real homies. I know who my real homies is, you know?
It's that weak syndrome.
Exactly.
It's that weak syndrome. Everybody want to be somebody, but don't nobody want to be they self. You know, even if you ain't got no cash,
man,
you could have extended something like, well, I know my aunt over there, my cousin over there, and you know, I ain't got no money right now, but I talked to my aunt, I talked to my cousin, they got your room and board.
And
it like,
wasn't even like I was just doing like action, you know, like, oh, let me get this so I can do that. I never, you feel me, like, never did that. I'm just, like, on speaking. But like I said, when I told him, I ain't even asked him. I just told him, like, yeah, I'm supposed to go to New York, you know, New Jersey. And he's like, how much the ticket? You feel me? I'm like, but I ain't got the ticket. You feel me, the ticket? And he's like, say no more of how much you need. And that was that, you feel me? And I'm like, dang, no questions asked, too. Like, man, that's a real dude, you feel me? And he's been like that since he was on the street, too, so I'm going to hold him down. You feel me? The best I could, you feel me?
Well, like, you know, a lot of people make a lot of promises, too. That's one thing I'm seeing. A lot of people, you know, we get all caught up in emotion. But one thing I want to say to everybody that's listening, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, y'all. It's Frontline Fridays. I got the impeccable co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. And we got the G. Dre Vicious live on the line with us dropping jewels. But one thing that I do want to say, that better know it, one thing I did want to say is a lot of people, we make promises that we can't keep. If you want to help somebody, help them in a way that you can really help. Not saying, oh, I'm going to throw this money, I'm going to throw that money. I can only work with them money because the real homie is going to bring out the best in you. You know, even with me doing my show and my Mary Kay business, I done have family members, you know what I'm saying, when saying what's good. I mean, talk about, you know, Mary Kay, but ain't bought one, not even a lip gloss from me, let alone a foundation, let alone a perfume or anything. And a couple of them chicks, I could have helped them out. You know, I know one in particular, she wouldn't have lost her baby father if she was working with me. But, hey, that's just me. That's just me. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I consider people my real true friends and associates when you support what I do. Whether you tell somebody to check me out or whether we network together on building a brand. It ain't all about the money all the time, because a lot of people, and I'm one of them people, my word and my reputation and my credibility is more valuable than any money that I could ever give you.
For real.
Y'all got to pay attention to this. Because if you don't, and you know you got to show up to go up at the end of the day, but most definitely, my co-host, Tay Black, when he first started rocking with me, whatever the case may be, he came on the show, I interviewed him as an artist, I liked his music, and I hollered at him like, you know, I wanted to offer you the position and see if we can network if you have the time to be my co-host. Since that day, he is there. He shows up. He showed up to go up. He called me. It was one time that Tay Black called me like, Diva, what's good with you? I'm making sure you all right. What's good with the show? He is about his business. So why wouldn't when I get out here to get out here at Pohop and networking with these people like, yeah, y'all need to holler at Tay Black. He the hottest thing rocking right now. Why wouldn't I? Like, come on, y'all. Hey, we dropping some jewels. It did disgust me with the whole T-shirt situation. Free this person, free that person. But what about educating that person?
For real.
What about having a something in the kitty for them when they come home? What about having that bus car money? See, the essentials that they're going to need, food and shelter, education. What about having the resources? Because a lot of them coming out don't even know what a resume is, let alone how to build one. All they doing is preserving them while they in there. They ain't doing shit but locking in, locking out, eating, shower, and going back in. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who told y'all that this shit was a fairy tale. It's not. The only thing they doing is locking in, locking out, eating twice a day and three times a day, and getting their telephone time, getting their shower time, and they backing themselves. They preserve. You putting them back in jars. And like you, I like what you said about the whole situation. We talk about people want to support, you know, people who are in the limelight, whatever the case, they're being brought right past their mama, sitting right in front of a liquor store.
Exactly.
Your mama strung out.
Walk to the people that have been there your whole life. You walk straight past them to say, oh, whoop-de-whoop in jail, free them. Like, come on, man.
Y'all, they either come and tell you about, oh, you know, such and such got locked up. Why do I want to know this?
Yeah. Do you know your people got locked up? You know your people got locked up. Like, why you ain't talking about your cousin? You feel me? I mean, talk about your cousin who just went to jail the other day. You want to talk about this nigga who just went to jail last night. He going to be out in the morning. Come on, now. My boy was 17, got charged for 13 years. You feel me? Come on. How am I, man? I gotta be there for him. They want to be with these grown men who want to make their overnight trips and think they the man. Nigga, I didn't got down with this many people. I don't care. they swear they gotta prove something. You ain't gotta prove nothing to me. Prove you a lawyer and a real dude. Make something good happen.
Make something good happen. The loyalty. Hey, what you got to say about that situation?
Nah, that's
Tay Black, what's your comments on that right there?
I mean, honestly, both of y'all speaking the truth. I'm saying, getting, like, once they get to a certain place or a position in life, you know, they really forget about the people that really got them there, the people that was there from the beginning. Not other celebrities, not people in the limelight, but your real down-home, down-to-earth people that really was pushing you to do better. You know, and, you know what I mean, what about your mom? You know, she might be struggling. Like, I've heard many a story of many of people who really just, you know, for lack of a better term, just shit on their folks. I mean, that's, you can't do that. You know, as black people, we have that crabs in a bucket mentality sometimes. So always look at it like, why not make sure everybody around me is at least eating and participating in what I'm trying to do? And if they active, then I'm going to look for them. Because I don't want nobody to pull me down at the end of the day. Like, those are the people, like, if you don't really appreciate them and look out for them, they're going to be the same people that's going to pull you down and want your downfall. Nah, you want positive energy. You want positive people around you. Check up on your... Like Dre Vicious was saying, like, nah, not don't check on Weezy. You know what I mean? Check on your man Pookie. He's been locked for 2 years. You know what I mean?
For real.
You know what I mean? on Juan, Quan, all them types of cats. I mean, even, you know, even the ladies be getting locked up too.
You see, they still don't pay Remy Ma no attention. You feel me? They just let her disappear in the jail, like.
Yeah, I mean, and see, that's a perfect example. You know what I mean? Letting your people fall by the way. You know what I mean? But as long as we, you know what I mean, we focus and we pushing that focus mentality of looking out for your people, man, we gonna be all right. We can't say the same for nobody else. We try. We extended the helping hand to you. But
what
we gonna do?
I definitely want to say the understanding piece. You know, to be understanding, y'all. And I'm not just talking about, you know, let me break it down professionally and personally. Professional-wise, if you networking with somebody and y'all have something set up and it didn't go through, have some understanding. You know, it didn't go through because we not rich out here. You know what I'm saying? But have some understanding of that person's situation and be like, all right, it didn't work out this time. But you know what I'm saying? Give them a second chance to come and holler and do what they did, do what they said they was going to. And, you know, if you're doing business with somebody, don't be going all out like you about to buy the whole case and you can only afford one bottle. Point blank, period. Like, I think a lot of times people respect honesty a lot more than they respect, you know, you just not picking up the phone or going straight to voicemail. What you isolating for? Because you couldn't get down? It's all right. I was where you was at a time before. I didn't get here again by whistle and Dixie. Now, when it comes to the personal level of things, whether it's your family, your friends, or your mate, and they got some issues, whether they are a repeated offender, drug addiction, scars, they've been raped, they've been hurt, you know, they fooled in their neighborhoods and they state they can't really move around, have some understanding to their current situation that they got themselves into. But I'm saying this to the people who get themselves into trouble. Do us a favor before you get yourself into trouble and think about what trouble can get you. Call on me when we doing some good shit. Don't call on me when you in jail or you on the run and you got a, you know, a bounty on your head and niggas want you. Why do I want to get caught up with that?
For real.
And it's crazy because niggas get mad. They be like, oh, now they ain't rocking with me, this and that. No, I don't want to rock with you. You got a bounty on your head. People want to kill you. I don't want to die. I mean, come on now. I didn't sign up when we said that we was friends. Nowhere in that contract did it say that I was going to have to die for you.
Period.
So, you already know what it is, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. We're going to get into some of these hot joints and to some of this hot music. And when we come back from the music, we're going to talk more about this situation. I want to get y'all opinion, too. I want to get y'all opinion about keeping it real for your peoples in jail. After your peoples commit a crime or whatever they're going through, will you really hold them down and why? So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
Holler that young Dre to get on this mixtape. He said it's mafia, the rest was 10 traits. I'm a dog like Boosie, super heavy like Gucci. Send word to the streets, then my young niggas shooting. I know your niggas out there, third about me, K-Day, young age from 103rd Street. Laid up like a big dog, locked in a stair. I'm like, fuck you pussy niggas, only sending no mail. Dre, bitches, cuz, I love you, cuz. Keep doing your shit, my nigga. You know what it is, cuz. We mind you all the way across the board, cuz your turn to shine. Like Boosie say, the no shows, the promos, they hurt you every time. Nigga, stay on your grind, nigga. Get your money, fuck everybody. Nigga, your dog sitting down right now, doing his time, knocking it down. I'll see y'all in a minute. Get at your boy, cuz.
This that heartfelt deep shit. Set my niggas free shit. FTP, bitch. Fuck the police shit. He was 17 when he went up in that precinct. Won't make it home to 30 and he's still on that G shit. Locked in a cage, got him really on that B shit. Turned you to a vegetable for being on that beef shit. That was my nigga then, still my nigga now. My nigga when you win, and when you on the L. Until they free K-Day, I'ma hold it down. Me and your pops rolling round in a Jordan dance. When you touch down, we go get it in, Jones. If I ain't touch platinum, best believe a nigga feel gold. And if they telling, let me tell them, they the real hoes. Snitch or dry snitch and get the boot, cause they still told. Honcha live on through me and that's real shit, cause I'm a real nigga and real niggas do real shit.
I got niggas in the cell, long beard.
Stuck in the walls, those 6x9 cells in prison yards. Walk the tier with no fear, yeah, this for y'all. If I don't hold it down for my dog, I'm the biggest fraud. Can't turn my back, truth cast is there. You can ask K-Day and who swag LaFleur. Why you scream free Weezy like you actually care? Don't even know him and let your real family vanish in the air. That's why they join jail gangs and make family in there. Fight a lot, cause to them it's just a family affair. I know a lot of niggas with talent doing time, so I gave a few of mine the opportunity to shine. The little one, do it big, young fully on the grind. And the bars mixtape hosted by the young hot. I'm real, who you know putting on like the Drake. And can't end the song with free phones, by the way. Hey,
I got niggas in the cell, long beard.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. Also, the guest, the special guest tonight, Dre Vicious. He here dropping jewels on y'all right now. Y'all know how we do it each and every Friday. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also holler at us in the chat room. You can get your questions and your comments in the chat room right now. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. That's /DivaSpotENT. We definitely chopping it up right now. And I want y'all to answer this question. I want to get y'all comment on if you got people or, you know, family members or whoever that's locked up, you know, would you really hold them down? And why would you hold them down? So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you ain't get that, follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. The links is up there. Big shout out to Future Guru 100 and the whole promo team that's holding us down, man.
Yeah. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. Follow that man at Future Guru 100. Hit him up for the latest information. He's building brands every day. He's getting your promo up. He's getting traffic to your website at all. I mean, look at my host, you know what I'm saying? Look who's a part of his team. Shout out to Lush. Like, they do big things, and that's who you want to be a part of. That's who you want to get down with.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get yourself labeled, most definitely holler at Future Guru 100. He definitely building brands. Like, it's crazy how he do what he do. It's just basically that guru magic. I don't know how he do what he do, but he's very smart. Very smart man. He definitely deal with them numbers, and that's why he ahead of the game, man. That's exactly why he ahead of the game, and he teach us a lot of hard work and value. When I first came in, the guru brought me on the team. He said, before I bring you on the team, you got to show me that you produce. You got to show me that you produce numbers. You got to show me that you can be able to be different and stand out. And you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to show me that you can hold your own in the camp in a room full of goons. And I did that. So, you know, and every day, you know, he makes sure I'm on my grind. Every day is boot camp. Every day is a trial and error for me. So I make sure I go hard in the pain. I'm only going to live once. I'm only going to live once, and when I leave here, I ain't leaving an obituary. I'm leaving a legacy, y'all. Y'all better get that in y'all head. Stop leaving obituaries. Leave legacies. And big shout-out to Curtis. That was my uncle. He just passed on Tuesday. Big shout-out to him. He is definitely going to be deeply missed, but I'm going to make sure I carry this torch, baby. I'm going to make sure I keep in my head what you told me, that I'm different from the rest of anybody that I ever came in contact with. So you most definitely. A big shout-out to my brother, Bo, a.k.a. Corey Brinson. He doing time. We got another 2 years. We going to skate past that, too, man. You know what I'm saying? And all the people who listening right now, who got people in jail, let's keep talking to them about not being a repeated offender. We got to subliminally just keep drilling that into their head. No repeated offender. Every time before you get off the phone with them, be like, yo, we winning and we ain't repeated offenders.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, speaking of that, Dre, like, tell me about your inspiration for the track, man. You know what I mean? It was definitely a dope joint. Tell me more about it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, the track, like, it really... Like, I've been talking, like, I talk to my boys, like, as much as possible, you feel me, up in there. So, and when I just talk to them, they tell me, you feel me, because I still go to school and everything, you feel me? And they keep me on my track, too, make sure I don't do nothing stupid. So I keep them on the right track, too, to make sure they don't do nothing stupid. Just from a conversation, you feel me, that can make their day, you know, so. I try to help as much as I can, but the inspiration for the track, like I said, when Weezy went to jail, everybody and their mama was talking about Free Weezy. So I'm looking like, man, would you leave him alone? Y'all don't even know how long he in jail, what he done did. He probably ain't even in jail yet, and everybody want to say Free Weezy, you know? And so I'm like, man, free your family, you feel me? Free your people that you grew up with first before you start talking about free all these other people. And like I said on that track, I was like, you wonder why, you feel me, they join jail gangs and build a family in there who fight a lot, because to them it's just a family affair. You know, if your family ain't there to be your family, they gonna go to the closest thing they think is family. And who fight the most more than family, you know? So they go in there and fight. It's just a family affair to them, you know? So that's why they mind all crazy and wonder why, you feel me, people can't just go in there and do their time and come home. Because, man, it's more than that, you know?
I always wonder about, like, that. Like, how can you turn a year into three? Like, what was you doing?
Exactly, because, like...
Go ahead.
Because, like we were just saying, if you ain't got nobody there, your family, you feel me, your family ain't there playing your family role, man, they going to go to the next thing that's closest to them as family or that look like they providing for them or got they back, and that's the role that you know, unfortunately, they play in jail. They act like they had your back for something, you know, and in return, you got to do something back for them, and y'all got to, you feel me, ride out for each other and be each other's family, so... That's what it is, you know, like, that's why it's always fighting, always some type of something going on in there, just like it would be in the family household of a whole group of brothers and sisters and everything like that. Y'all will always argue and get into it and everything else.
I don't think me and my brother ever stop beefing. It's depressing having someone locked up. It's so depressing, man, and I felt it firsthand in a relationship. And my family going back and forth, it's so depressing. Because when it's time to get off that phone call or when that visit ends, it's like you in jail. Like,
yeah,
you feel like
exactly.
You doing time. I mean, I was really accustomed. I'm a loyal person. So this individual was able to get 18 months out of me strong. I was locking in and locking out like I was in jail. I was just going to work, locking in, locking out. I knew when it was lockdown time. I knew when he was eating. I knew when it was phone call time. I knew I was so accustomed to doing that, yo. And you would spend money like crazy, yo. I'm talking about traveling. I'm talking about crazy. And love will make you do some crazy things, but it's so depressing. So all the people who going through it right now, who holding somebody down in a relationship, you know, really think about it before you tell that person, I ain't going nowhere. Because that shit can turn you into a whole different person, son. You would be, you know, institutionalized
And then you already know nowadays the world's so crazy, you feel me? You don't never know what can happen, you feel me? You can end up in jail for something crazy, you feel me, that you never know what went down, you know, like man. When I went out there to Jersey, you feel me, and this is my first time even leaving Cali, you feel me? Like, period, my first time. Then like almost my last day there, one of the homies come there. He walk in the house. He like, don't say nothing. I got this girl over here, right? She about to be saying some crazy stuff. So I'm like, you already know she crazy. So why would you bring her over here? You feel me? Man, this girl must have started flipping out on some exorcist type stuff. I promise you, I never seen nothing like this in my whole life. Then she started talking. Then she ran upstairs and locked herself in a room talking about she finna call the police and say we robbed her and raped her. And it's a room basically on everything I love, basically in a room full of like a dude. We never touched her, you feel me? Like, and I'm like, I'm way out here in New Jersey. I'm far away from home. I'm like, and she talking all this crazy talk. Oh, you got to get me up out of here. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Just little crazy stuff like that and just running to crazy. You never know what can happen. You feel me? She could have had somebody washed up over nothing. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm like, come on now. You never know what can happen. Then if you get in a situation, then what? You just locked up in there and don't want nobody do nothing for you. Then you going to be sick. Ready to, you feel me, mad at the whole world and everything else. You feel me? That's why
better be lucky that y'all ain't roll on him, yo, because that was some BS right there. Like, you bringing this chick over here for entertainment, like, word up, or some real, like, the gangster about to come out and even make a kid, because I would have peed-a-rolled that nigga. Just for
man,
even
who,
saying
man.
That, I would have peed-a-rolled him, roll his ass out the door, and told her, come on, baby, it's time to go. It's checkout time. Fuck
hey, but look, look though,
room.
Look, Mary Kay, that ain't even like the code, the last little whole little thing. She put her hands on every person in there, every person, every dude that was in there. She, I'm talking about not no little sucker punch either. She put her hands on damn near everybody in there. You feel me? And then had the nerve to lock herself in there and say, we robbed her and raped her and all that. I'm like, you just went too far. You don't do
that.
It would have
been like,
and
time
I'm
to go.
Man.
Like,
man, you think we wasn't? She knocked the homie from Jersey furniture over. She was knocking glass over, pictures over. And she said, man, I was like, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life until I went out there. And I
was
you know, I'm nervous.
Yeah,
man,
I know you
she
got
had,
I
she
nervous
had to
too.
Be. She, man, she had to be. Yeah, I was super nervous. I'm like, this is my first time out here, and she want to be talking some, man, something like that. And then you already know. Niggas in jail don't take that rape talk lightly. You feel me? And you ain't finna get me accused for something I ain't do. And then I'm way from Cali, and you got me way out here. Man, I'm like, I was ready for my plane that night. Like, take me home.
I know you will take me home. It's time to go. Look, I'll go outside. I don't give a fuck. I'll leave, man.
Man, on
right
everything,
there,
it was snowing and all that. I'm like, nigga, I'll go outside in the snow down the street. Man, I'm not finna be here when no police get here.
And word to the wise. Word to the wise, my queen, if any dude invites you over, you know what I'm saying, the first thing, ask some questions. There's a bunch of dudes there. I ain't comfortable in a room full of men if they ain't businessmen. They got to have suits on for Diva Mary Kay to be all up in a room. More than two of y'all, it's a problem. Where your suits at? Nigga, where the contracts at? It could be 30 of y'all in there with suits and contracts. I'm happy. I will have that Diva smile on, but when it's too many new niggas, because out of every 10 niggas, it's 5 new niggas, it's 3 bitch niggas, and it's 2 real niggas. Word up. That's how I look at it. I do numbers. Out of 10 niggas, it's 5 new niggas. Get your pen. It's okay. I'll slow down. Out of every 10 niggas, it's 5 new niggas, it's 3 bitch niggas, and it's it's 1 real nigga and it's 1 gangster nigga in there that'll really pop off. Don't do it, yo. That's crazy, yo. When homegirl put herself, I would have got my phone out and started recording.
Oh,
I
come on now.
This.
Hey, I got the footage on my phone right now. You better know I do. I started popping out every type of camera I could. Like, you got me twisted. You ain't never finna play me like that. For real, you ain't finna play me like that. And then, like I said, she started talking some crazy stuff like on The Exorcist, you feel me? Like, man, like yelling from the top of her lungs, like, God don't like ugly. I'm like, girl, you need to really get out now. You tripping. Like, you don't bring, man, she was tripping, I swear. I never seen nothing like that in my life.
Yo, that's going to scar you for life. And it's sad that you went over to Jersey and you ain't really get the Jersey feel of things. Don't worry, because even Mary Kay came
out
there.
No, I did. It was cool. You feel me? It was cool until, like, it was like that. That was, like, my last night there or the day or the night before that, you feel me? So I was loving it until then, you feel me? I'm like, oh, no, she, I'm straight. She got me skeptical on messing with them chicks. Man.
I'm out.
Yo, that's
on there live. It's Frontline Friday. Give us a call, 347-850-1521. Again, Frontline Fridays, 347-850-1521. And actually, I want to give a shout out to 201-349. They was on the line. They was holding for a minute. Hold on, let me open up the line for them. 201-349. Yeah, what's good with you? Shout out. You're on Frontline Fridays.
Hi. What's up? This is Annette. This is Ebony's aunt.
Pooh, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Pooh, man.
I love your show. But listen, I just want to say one thing we were talking about, you know, having somebody locked up. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you some truth things. When Corey got locked up, after I told him not to do what he was doing, he did it again. I said, you know what? I'm done. But guess what? It was something in my heart when my nephew called me and he said, Auntie, I am so sorry. I'm telling y'all right now, what she's saying, when you have somebody locked up, you take care of them. Every payday, I'm sending him something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not out of obligation, it's out of love.
Yeah.
And it's like when somebody cannot see you in the flesh, they can't see you in the flesh, let them see something else. Let them know that you have them. Let them know that you still love them regardless of how many mistakes they make, because we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
exactly.
I'm saying. My doorbell is ringing. I love y'all, and I love the show.
I love you, Pooh Bear.
Good night, baby.
So big round of applause to Pooh Bear for calling in and dropping that jewel right there. Yo, she's definitely a queen, man. I love her, man. She always supports everything that we do, no matter what we're doing. So we just got to give a big round of applause for her and get her in, because she made me who I am actually today. Different up. Yup. And even though we didn't act the fool, and like she said with my brother, we've been supporting him. But she right. Show them something, a little 99-cent card. Send them a joke card. Send them something funny. You know, and a lot of times I'm guilty a lot of times of getting too caught up, like I ain't got time. Make some time, because put yourself in their shoes, man.
Well, like you said, though, you know, it ain't always about, you feel me, the money, you feel me, man, anything that you can help them, you feel me, just a little conversation or anything that can help them, you feel me, better them and they, you feel me, with their situation, period, you know, help them out, you feel me, be there for them. Cause I went for a little bit of time, and I was so mad just for being in there. I couldn't remember my own house number. You feel me? I couldn't remember nobody's number. So I felt so alone, cause I couldn't call nobody to talk to. And I keep seeing everybody run to the phone. And I'm like, damn, I can't call nobody. You feel me? I was sick. You feel me? I was sick. So I know to be in there for a long time, and you ain't got nobody to reach out to, and you keep seeing everybody else getting visits and running to the phone. It's like, come on, you feel me? That's sickening right there. It'll hurt you bad.
It definitely hurts you bad. And with that being said, you know, we want to take, you know, a real look at our lives, man. Your freedom can be snatched so quick. So treat every day like it lasts, and remember your kids. Remember your spouse. Before you go on, before you put yourself in a situation with a new nigga that don't care nothing about you, remember that. Because we kept saying, like, yo, if you get in trouble, we ain't messing with you no more. But we there. But at the same time, we let him know our love come with a limit. We need you here. We need you here to be making these memories, these photos, these anniversaries, these birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving. It don't even matter. Each day is very important. And as a man, you know, y'all feel like, yo, I got to provide for my family no matter what. I don't feel like I'm a man if I don't provide for my family. Let me let y'all brothers in on a little secret when it comes to a woman. You can be broke, dusty, with no money. But as long as you there for the kids and for the house, it's sitting down watching you do homework with your kid. That's guaranteed, Becky, right off the bat. He a father. Guarantee, I'm going to give y'all a couple of pointers. Watching a man sit down with the kid, do homework, or he cook you some cheese eggs in the morning. Hey, little orange juice. I know you can't cook that well, baby, but you can scramble me up some eggs, throw some cheese. Even make me a one-on. I don't care. Make me a one-on and make it all pretty for me. It's the
don't burn my toast.
Memories. Don't burn my toast, nigga. Don't burn my toast.
Just turn the fire down.
Y'all always cooking on high flame. Turn the fire down, nigga. We wake up like, what the hell?
I ain't gonna lie. I sure do. I be sure cooking on the fire on the high flame. Everything smoking. The alarms going off. I'll be trying, though.
Medium high. Just remember that. Medium high. Have some patience because men want internet. I mean, want internet access. Y'all want internet things. Y'all just want to push a button and it happen. It don't happen like that. You take some time. But yeah, most definitely take some time. But yeah, just be there for your family members and stop walking past them. Stop condemning them because when you point your finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointed right back at you. My mama died at the age of 37 years old. She used to get high. After she stopped getting high, she started dying. You know, after when she died, I was 17 years old. Before she died, she said, let me tell you something. You make sure you take care of your sister and your brother. I don't give a damn what happened. You make sure you take care of your sister and your brother. I ain't going to say I was the best parent in the damn world, but they successful. Even in my brother being in jail, he's still a smart, successful dude. You know what I'm saying? So don't be good. When you put your own personal feelings to the side, especially when you got family members that's getting high, they have an addiction, and you don't understand the addiction, so you need to go to some of them meetings to educate yourself before you start calling them a crackhead and a basehead. Because an addict is a person that's just addicted to something. If you addicted to sex, if you addicted to rims, if you addicted to shopping, you an addict. You just addicted to something else. Man, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Man, your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning live to Diva Spy Radio ENT. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. We got Dre Business dropping some jewels, man. We about to get into some hot music because we got a couple of minutes before the show is over. So we about to get into a hot track, probably get into some Tupac or some Biggie or something like that. And I got this hot drop from S. Kali. Is definitely my favorite, one of my favorites. I got this hot drop, so we're going to get into the drop first, and then we're going to play some of this hot music, and we even got hot joints from Tay Black. So y'all make sure y'all call us up live, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, man. Let's go.
Remember what you were saying? When you came in there? I'm on this radio station. I was even having a little interview. What you were saying, though?
That on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. That
laugh at their ass on that hot mess, too.
With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy. You already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio. Diva Mary Kay, Mary Diva Mary Kay.
Oh,
come on. Oh,
baby.
Come on.
Oh, baby.
Get even better.
Baby.
ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. They could never stop me, that's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. Swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me, whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws are roughly. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby. That phone call from the doc, we even. You could not stop me, so stop believing. Ringtone rap, this is not the season. Punchline's hard enough to stop your breathing. And the ladies will still pay a lot to see him. I'ma get rich long as I got my freedom. Usually when you get hit, it's for a reason. If you in the hood, better dodge the season. Watch your Q's and be on your P's. And thank y'all all for coming out this evening. Having a good time with your liquor and treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me. They still wouldn't be able to stop me.
You can't stop me. You can't stop me, baby. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. Man. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. Doing about 80 on the highway right now. But I'm being safe. I'm being safe. Easy, baby. Easy. Got Dre Vince is live in the building. What is this? Cali time all the time, man. Vicious, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, cool. I want to touch, go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of can't stop and all that, you feel me? Your boy got a video shoot and all that tomorrow, so I'm finna get back to this other little shit and get on this conference call with my director and producer, Nate, so we can get this little treatment set up. But you already know I wish y'all love and all of that. Much love to Tay Black and Diva Mary Kay, and we go keep this 100. You already know the deal.
For sure. Thank you for coming through the show and showing us love. We wish you nothing but 200 years of success, and we definitely going to chop it up to take that whole situation with the whole, to the next level. We going to make this a non-profit, baby. We going in.
As we should.
All right.
All right, one love.
Black Tay back. The most exclusive co-host live in the building. My co-host is multi-talented. What y'all know about that? Y'all make sure y'all follow Tay Black on Twitter at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84 and Google the man. Oh, go to his Reverb Nation and become a fan. It's worth it. You get exclusive to the hot music he got going on. So we definitely pushing that right now. Everybody that's tuned in to listen, go to the Reverb right now. Matter of fact, Tay, put that out so you can become a fan. And if you become a fan tonight, we got some special stuff coming up for you on Diva Spot Radio ENT. So go ahead, Tay, put that on Reverb page out so we can get some fans popping so they can get their special gift.
Once again, you know what I mean, shout out to Diva Mary Kay holding it down. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Tay Black, my Reverb Nation is www.reverbnation.com/TayBlack. Check me out. I got tracks for my mixtape, Tattered Dreams, that's available on Dak Piff, as well as Z-Share. You can follow me on Twitter again at TayBlack84. You know, I just appreciate the love. Matter of fact, I want to give a quick shout-out to my man, @B_Meeson, Eddie FTW, that's @EddieFTW, and Take Flight. Thanks for definitely tuning in tonight. And matter of fact, Diva, we got a caller. We got a 626-251. Matter of fact, let me give that person a shout-out real quick. I'm going to open up the line for them just a second.
Open them up.
251, what's good? Where you from?
What up with this topic? From the 626, West Coast Venice.
Ah, topic
live in the
building.
What up with it?
What's good, man? Appreciate you calling in, checking out Frontline Friday with Diva Mary Kay and myself, man. How you feeling tonight, man?
Man, I'm good. I think we hollered once before. I think I hollered at Diva once before. I'm not sure, but I think like a couple weeks ago. So I just call in and show support, show love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. Talk about, I definitely got that. We definitely doing it big right here on Frontline Fridays for all the new men to live at. We definitely going it in. I'm on my way out here. I got my co-host holding me down. I'm on my way out to the Pohop 12 Music Festival. We're going to be showing love to advice out there. And we definitely want to chop it up with you and network because y'all doing big things over there, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're trying to keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's all good. It's definitely all good. Check your boy out, IamTheTopic.com, you know what I'm saying, for any information and everything going on with your boy. Just check me out, and, you know, we stay in touch. And, you know, I always call in and shout out and just show support, you know what I'm saying? It's real good to just show, you know what I'm saying, everybody's movement, supporting what they're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. That's what it's definitely about, networking, showing up to go up. We was talking about that early in the show. We're talking about showing up to go up. Everybody can say, I'm rocking, I'm down, but show up to go up. And, you know, Toppy just showed a prime example. This man is definitely about his business, and his movement is definitely doing what they supposed to be doing. Like, they doing shit while y'all sleeping. Know that. I'm on it. I'm a researcher. I've been like that since ninth grade, so I definitely Googled you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, we definitely getting in. You got some shout-outs. What's up?
Man, I want to shout out my boy, Drake Vicious. Shout-out the whole Boss Life world. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out the whole West Coast. Shout-out everybody doing their thing. And most shout-out the independent game because it's real big right now. Like, that independent, you know, that initiative. Artists taking the initiative to do things themselves and get the ball rolling themselves. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I salute everybody making their movement, making it happen. You understand what I'm saying? Not waiting for it to happen, but actually putting the work in that it takes to make something happen for yourself. I salute you, you know what I mean? So we're going to keep it moving. Topic 626, you know.
That's right. Don't the food taste more better when you cook it? Oh,
exactly.
My food tastes.
You already know. That microwave is all right. But that stove top is all the way, you know what I'm saying, 100.
All the way 100.
Top.
That microwave is only going to fill you up for a little bit, but the stove and the oven, it'll cook a meal for the whole team and more. That microwave only going to feed me and you, baby. I ain't trying to feed me and you. Everybody got to eat, man, and we don't eat light. And if y'all know Diva Mary Kay, she don't eat light, baby. It's a five-course meal over here. Fuck a four-course, it's a five-course.
and the drink. With the extra glass of ice.
Yeah, that's right. We got to have the water. We got to have the soda, the fountain soda in. We got to have a champagne glass for the drink, for the wine. We got to have three glasses. You got the champagne glasses and the two drink glasses. You know, that's etiquette. You know, you got to have a champagne glass too, because we definitely eating, and we definitely going to be chopping it up. I definitely look forward for you know, lining you up to come on the show, Frontline Fridays, or either Step Your Game Up Saturdays, because you actually qualify for both of them.
Oh, that's what's up. You know, I mean, it's easy to get at me. All you got to do is get at me, let me know. And other than that, I'm going to keep calling in anyway and just checking and showing support. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm all the way with it. So, you know, I just want to let the people know I'm out here. I'm tangible to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like a lot of y'all. You know what I mean? So
well,
it ain't
like
no big
that.
Me, little you, or none of that. You know what I mean? We all the same moving, so, you know, it's all good.
I like that. I'm tangible to the people. Hey.
You already know. You already know.
That's definitely something. We thank you.
Shout out your website one more time, Top.
Oh, IamTheTopic.com, IamTheTopic.com, or follow me at Twitter, at Topic626. A lot of people try to look for me on the internet. You got to look for me. You got to put the topic and 626 together, because if you just Google topic or anything like that, it's hard to find me, you know, if my name is so, you know, normal in the internet world, you know what I mean? A whole bunch of things will come up, but if you put the topic 626 together, you're going to find your boy.
Yeah, most definitely, We're going to definitely get that in and get it popping. We can go more into details about how we can come together. Talking about, you know, The people was being in jail. Everybody, no disrespect to Weezy, but everybody shouting free Weezy, free to God. But you know, you ain't wild out freeing your people that's locked up that supported you from the gate. So you know what it is.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, you know what? Speaking of that too, like I want to free my boy Swag. You know what I'm saying? They just locked my boy up like last month. So free Big Swag, Paper Route Records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my guy. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, y'all just inspired me to do something new. I'm always doing something new, but y'all stay tuned, because I'm definitely about to do something new for Behind the Bars. I like how this sounds. This is a good feel. This is a good show tonight. And it definitely got the Diva Brain turkin', and being out, I'm in a position to move my elbows around, I will.
Exactly.
For sure. All right, we thank you for calling in. Go ahead.
Most definitely, I appreciate it.
No problem. We're about to get out of here, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with us. It's Frontline Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm going to be gloating on how I had such a good time and who I was networking with at the Po' Hop tonight. It's going to start at 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast. North and South, y'all already know that I got y'all. Follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaSpot. Excuse me, www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Make sure y'all check me out. Make sure y'all put God first, family second, and career third, because we doing it big over here. I'm out, y'all. Peace.
Yeah, yeah. This has been Frontline Fridays with my lovely host, Diva Mary Kay, and of course, always holding it down, the co-host, Tay Black, you know what I mean? I didn't get a chance to get all the callers, but, yo, appreciate you calling in. Next time, matter of fact.
Now, we got more callers?
Hey, we had somebody, they was trying to hold on. They was holding on for that little bit, and then we lost them. They was like, all right, I'm going to wait till next time. But, I mean, it's all good, though. Matter of fact, if you was on the line this show and we didn't get a chance to get at you because of that good conversation we was brewing up, hit us up next week to be live. The number is 347-850-1521. Again, 347-850-1521. Frontline Fridays. Let's go. Before we go out, you know what I mean, since Diva Mary Kay, she on her way to my man advice show, we just going to take him home with some advice real quick, all right? Does that sound good to you, Diva?
Sound real good.
All right. And everybody, you know, keep their fingers crossed, their prayers up for Diva Mary Kay, you know, and advice as well. Make sure they have a safe trip back home after the show as well. Make sure they enjoy themselves, okay? All right. This is Frontline Friday. Diva Mary Kay, Tay Black, advice coming up. I'm eating.
Ah.
Yeah.
The money comes fast. The money comes easy.
style, a philosopher, smart with the work I move. Forensic can't find any tools I use. Comb my crime scenes with a fine-tooth comb. You ever buy my style, you'll find 90 pounds. Droopy from the yay, that's my West Coast kinfolk. We just escaped out your first 48 window. Chances of you catching us is now next to none. First popping off they gums, getting popped in the lungs.
In the lungs?
The homie getting popping with the drums. Brother had to stop, watch my go dumb. Ever since Sony had the PlayStation 1, I've been living trying to constantly get it for more fun. You rappers think you beast, but it turns out you've been invited to a feast where you won't be released.
Yeah.
I say reppin' Portland Northeast, and it's time for advice to eat. Capiche?
Money come fast, the money come free.
Stacking chips and keep making these plaques and them hits.
You dig?